Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about some concepts that I've been looking into from Andrew Chen's book, The Cold Start Problem. So the next few episodes, I'm going to be breaking down some of his concepts directly so that you guys can use it to help scale your mobile app. Now, the first thing that I want to talk about is network effects. Now, what are network effects? Well, today I'm going to be breaking down exactly what they are, the different types of them, which use cases they apply for in certain apps, and then finally some strategies that you guys can use to really boost some of the app growth that you're looking for. So network effects occur when the value of a product or a service increase as more people use it. So this is obviously a game changer for mobile apps because it means that every new user not only benefits, but they're also basically enhancing the experience for other users as well through the app. And so people are incentivized to share the app and ultimately your app just starts scaling a lot faster. So let's talk about the different types of network effects and how you can leverage them for your app success. What I'm going to do is break down a couple of different examples like WhatsApp, Airbnb, Uber, and just tell you what they are, what type of network effects they have, and then how you can use those types to actually strategize and think about boosting your app. Okay, so number one is direct network effects. This happens when users directly interact with each other. So this really just makes the app more valuable as the user base grows. Now, a good example of this would be WhatsApp. So think about it. The more friends and family you have, you're obviously more inclined to use the app and the value of the app becomes way more because now you have everyone that you want to reach out to, so you're way more inclined to use it. If you didn't have anyone on the app, let's say that none of your friends or family were on the app, regardless of how good the features may be, there's really no point because the whole system and the whole reason you're using the app is to reach out to these friends and family. So I would encourage you to think about features that encourage this user-to-user interaction, like messaging, sharing, or anything else that's very collaborative if you have an app similar to this. Next, let's talk about indirect network effects. Okay, so these occur when there's an increase in users on one side of the platform, which attracts more users on the other side. Now, for this to happen, let's take an example like Uber. Now, there isn't just riders. There's also going to be the drivers, and you need both. So more riders attract more drivers, and then obviously more drivers make the service better and more appealing to riders. So if you're an app like this, what you can do is create a marketplace or a platform where different user groups interact, and basically you just drive growth on both sides. And one thing Andrew Chen says is if you're in this kind of chicken and egg problem, you want to find out how can you get the hard side first, which is obviously the drivers. That's really going to be the hard part because drivers are what run the app. And so that's where you should focus on a little bit more. Now, next we have cross-side network effects. And these are often seen in two-sided platforms, such as Airbnb. So as more hosts list their properties, more travelers are attracted to the platform and vice versa. So it's like both ways. And so for your app, you can consider how you can facilitate interactions between different user groups to create this mutually beneficial ecosystem. That's how you would think about it. All right, so those are just some examples of these different network effects. Now let's talk a little bit more about strategies to enhance the network effects in your mobile app. So I hope that makes sense. Those are the three different types. Again, you have direct network effects, indirect network effects, and cross-side network effects. Now when it comes to actually doing the strategies, the first thing you want to focus on is improving your user experience on your app. You want to make sure that it's very enjoyable to use and that it's intuitive, it's simple, people understand it, and this is really what's going to get more people to enjoy the app and share it with other people. Next, you want to do UGC, which is user-generated content, and ultimately what we really focus on here in this podcast. So creating really good user-generated content is actually going to work well because platforms like TikTok thrive where users create and share content. And this is really going to attract more users who can then contribute their own content. So I'm almost referring to it in terms of using UGC within your app. So for example, if you have people that are posting things, let's say, or doing some sort of sharing within your app, this is going to incentivize others because they can also create their own content and they can check out people's content on your app. And finally, one really big thing that I see a lot that is very, very valuable is implementing referral programs. So for example, you can incentivize your users to invite friends by offering some sort of reward or exclusive feature. Now, Dropbox famously used this strategy, and this worked really, really well for them because they offered extra storage space for both the referrer and the person referred, which led to a massive viral growth. And then everyone started using Dropbox because you can only use it to share those links. So that was really, really genius. And another really great example here is PayPal when they implemented their referral system where everybody would get cash for referring people. So I would think about something like that and really think outside the box for how can you get more and more people to start using your app. So hopefully that was helpful to you guys. And in summary, I just wanted to say that network effects can transform your mobile app and they can really help you scale up a lot. But even beyond that, you want to think about what are the specific strategies that you can use to tap into them. And I would focus on enhancing user interactions, creating value through UGC, whether that's within your app or creating UGC content, you know, for the promotion of your app, and then also leveraging any referrals to drive growth. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope this was helpful, and we will see you guys in the next episode.